This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back, and welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you get involved in the conversation. You know, we have to be able to talk to each other, even if we're on the same page. I want to know how you approach stuff. Right? I want to know how you deal with things. Because I can either take on, you know, maybe you've got some great ideas. Maybe you approach things differently than I do. Maybe you've come up with a different way to approach an issue, which is better than mine. Smarter than mine. Faster than mine. Look, I don't have a problem with things being wrong, with things being the wrong way, or whatever, whatever. But the reality is, you know, we have to, there's a Christian saying that iron sharpens iron, which basically means we're all kind of on the same page. And we're all, that came out wrong. It means that we're all working towards the same thing, and by discussing and dealing with and working through these things, we get better, we get stronger. So, you know, again, get involved in the conversations with each other, with me. Call me on the carpet. You know, seriously, call me on the carpet. Let me know why you think I'm wrong, where I'm off, where I have no clue. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm not going to take your call if you're going to drone on and on and on and on and on and on about how the right's always wrong, left is always right. Not interested. I'm interested in real conversations, if that's what you want to have. So, some of you know, because you've heard me over the years talk about it, I've run for local office, and I finally made it after the fourth time. And it wasn't easy, because in the beginning, I had to fight my own party, all right? My own party was a problem, all right? I wasn't right wing or in line or walking lockstep. I've never walked lockstep in anything. But apparently, I wasn't right wing lockstep enough. So they came against me. Not after me, I don't want to say that, but they came against me. And so now I found myself at times fighting both sides. When I finally won, I beat the old guard. I beat what was referred to as the old guard. Now some who are listening locally are going to not like me saying this, but you know what? It's the way I've always been, it's the way I'm going to continue to be. You don't sugarcoat stuff just because you're part of the party or whatever. You maintain your principles. So, I can't finish fighting my own party, right? I help get other people elected to positions. We have 45 elected officials in a 20-some-odd square mile area. I shouldn't say 20. I mean, you know, in a relatively small area. Because I don't want to give away the location, but you know, it's a city and a valley and a county. It's kind of everything all pulled together. But it's relatively small. There's 200-some-odd thousand people in the area. So, you know, in California now has what's called a California Voters' Rights Act, where it forces, it has forced the school districts, the city councils, and other places to go into smaller districts. So if you have five council members, you have to have five districts. The thought was that people, you know, the disenfranchised people, would have the ability to win these offices. By having them throughout the whole district, you made it impossible for maybe Hispanics or Asians or what have you to win, which is crazy. They think it's because white folks can raise more money. But my district has gone from me having to, you know, get tens of thousands of votes, having to reach out to 100 and some odd thousand registered voters, now to only having to reach out to about 25 or 30,000. So if I have the ability to raise money, how does that make it harder for me? It sure as heck doesn't make it easier for the person who doesn't have any money, can't raise money, because they can't pull up any money from mailers or anything. So it just this doesn't make any sense. But it came from the California legislature, so of course it's not going to make any sense. So you get the conservatives pulled together, right? I get them to vote for me, get them working for me, and I get in office. And not that I'm not grateful, because I don't want this to sound that way. But what I do want to say is, just because you elected me doesn't mean I can do what I said I'm going to do. I need you to support me. I need you to keep coming forward, coming to those school board meetings, going to the polls, elect people, support people, stick up for people that are on the same page as you. When your candidate, when your elected official is attacked in the local papers or are attacked on the local radio stations or in the local magazines or whatever, where are you and what are you doing? Do you call, like the calls that I get, after a law's been passed, after a vote's been taken, do you call me afterward, hey, I voted for you and you said you were going to do A, B, and C and you just voted against that? I go, yeah, where were you? If I have seven, as a school board member, if I have 70 liberal parents in the room, right, because they want me, they want us to implement sex education according to, you know, broad guidelines, and I don't have any conservative parents in the room, then the representation for the community is that they want liberal guidelines. Where are you? Why aren't you there? We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff we were taught to hate, but we're afraid to, we're afraid to push back. And I give you the information, I give you the ammunition, if you would, to push back. Because the left loves just to throw nasties at you. Okay? It's not right. It just flat out ain't right. So, I've been talking about how all politics are local. The reason I'm hitting on this tonight is because I'm a local elected official. As you can imagine, having the radio show, I make people nuts. All right? The left is the hardcore left. I mean, look, there are a lot of Democrats in my area that are sane, that are great people. You know, we have loons on the right, we have loons on the left. But the mainstream people, the school board members who are Democrats and Republicans don't usually bring their politics into the school board because it's smaller. It's a different level. But politics starts local. Wake up, people. Politics starts local. And as you've seen, after Donald Trump was elected, shortly after Donald Trump was elected, your lifelong friends were no longer your friends anymore. People that you thought you had a relationship with, you don't. When they found out that you were really a conservative Republican and couldn't vote for Hillary, you voted for Trump. And it has strained relationships everywhere, which should be proof positive that what you thought to be true is not. So you have to stay engaged. You have to keep working. You have to keep pushing back. So anyway, I had to fight my own party because I wouldn't toe the line. I wouldn't get in line with what they wanted me to do. So they wouldn't back me. And then when I beat them, when I went around them and beat them, they had to give me some credit. They had to work with me to a bit. And so I helped other people get elected. I've helped other people. I've actually endorsed, worked with Democrats who are closer to my way of thinking than they are to the far left or even the far right, because I'm not with the far right. But you people out there that vote for guys like me and think we're just going to take that and plow through on our own, you know, I'm not the Hulk. A lot of us are working hard to make a difference. I'm not the Hulk. You can't expect me to do it alone. And like Trump, it wouldn't matter how many good things I've done. They're gonna because they're so, you know, they're hypocrites to say that love Trump's hate, because all they look for is things that appear to be hateful in a guy like me. And yes, I'm venting a little bit on my locals, because I want people to step up. Because as I said before, all right, it all starts local. Politics starts local. From the dog catcher all the way up to the local senator, assemblyman, whatever you have in your state. City council, water board, school board, board of education, whatever you call it. It all starts local. If that person doesn't hold the line all the way into their elected position that they're in, why do you send them on to the state? Why would you send them on to the federal level? Why would you do that? Just because they have an R or a D in front of their name? How un-American is that? So they've brought in our area, we're one of the last bastions, if you would, of Republicanism, and even that's not totally true, in Los Angeles County. And they're running somebody from Beverly Hills, somebody outside the area, against our local congressman, who actually lives locally. Okay? Because they see that as the right thing to do. They see that as a grassroots, quote-unquote, effort. When, how grassroots is it when you have to bring somebody in from outside the area who doesn't really understand or know the culture and bring them in? So that's in and of itself. It's fake. Okay? We'll stick with their words. So you've got to bring somebody. Then to build up the community, or to try to get the community on their side, they bus people up from Los Angeles because they can't get the locals out, the local Dems, the local liberals, whatever, out to make stuff happen, to make things happen. They have to bring people up from somewhere else. Very grassroots, isn't it? Isn't that really a grassroots effort? Now, the area that I live in has good schools, good city, safe, like I said before. But for some odd reason, when a liberal moves into the area, the first thing they have to do is get rid of the Republicans. They want the Republicans gone. Makes no sense. It's total party politics. Makes absolutely no sense. So there's an entertainment report, an entertainment weekly reporter that lives up in our area. And I'm going to start referring to him as Anthony CNN Bresnikan. All right? Because, you know, guy told me a story a few weeks ago that this reeks of the story the guy wrote about, this Anthony fellow who wrote about me, just reeks of this. I want you to listen, and I want you to use your imagination. My friend said to me, Joe, let me tell you a story. I witnessed a bunch of guys in masks. They grabbed a friend of mine. They strapped him down on a bed. And then they proceeded to grab a knife, and they took out his kidney. And then they left him there. And I was like, horrified. How could you let this happen? They said, well, let me explain it to you a different way. Took my friend to the hospital, and they checked him in. And the guys with the masks, those were the surgeons, the anesthesiologist, the nurses. The bed was the surgical table. The kidney was for a kidney transplant. And they left him there because he was stitched back up, he was taken care of, and brought to the recovery room. Right? You can spin stories any way you want to. And then, as you know, for us on Facebook, for conservatives on Facebook, Google, and other places now, what's happened is they pull us for any reason they can. They stop us. They pull down our stories for any reason they can. And guys like this, people in his team, if you would, they get out there and they complain to Facebook that they're offended. And Facebook, being more on their side than ours, will pull stories. We'll talk more about this inside the break. And again, I'm using this as an example of what you have to push back and fight back on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is
we are back.
USA,
and you better be made in USA. You know, I keep saying that you really got to push to make sure that you're buying United States. You're buying USA. Assembled in, made in, partially made in, whatever. Do the best you can do. Because really, we want to put people back to work. I've never believed the unemployment numbers. You know that for years. And even with President Trump, the numbers have changed a bit, but they're not where they need to. They're really not where they need to be. I think businesses and others are still nervous as to where we're going, what's going on, are we going to get the tax breaks? I mean, all that stuff. We could touch on that on another day. But I really want to beat this up because we're coming into another election year. A lot of you live in small towns all across the country. And you have to understand how important it is when you elect your local official, when you talk about your local official, you know, talk to your local officials. And now you have to continue to support them afterward. Now, if you bought my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I talk about some of the issues with elections in there. And one of my issues is, why do they have to lie to win? And as I said in the last segment, we were talking about how stories spin or are spun. There's different ways to approach things. And it was really it's really interesting to see how they spin stuff and come at you. Now, recently, without giving away the farm, so to speak, there was a story that was posted and has been several times. I think, but for 9 years, we've probably posted, there's probably been 9,000, 10,000, whatever, tens of thousands, fives of thousands postings on Facebook and other places. In all those years, we've had 4 or 5 that we've had to pull down because they were fake or wrong. 4 or 5. Not a bad average. Some of them, they just didn't like. One of the more recent ones was a fake story about a Muslim mosque. And we found out when it went up, or I didn't, it went up and came down so fast because we work under a bigger umbrella. And somebody who had posted it or put it up, we found out later on it was fake. And again, we didn't find out. It went up and came down. I didn't even see it until somebody sent me a copy of it. But let's get past that. Right? So somebody in local in elections grabbed it, or from the local other party grabbed it, and started saying, look at what your school board member's doing. See, they turn it and they spin it into something. There's no room for mistakes. There's no room for forgiveness, except for them. Where are they screaming about the Anthony Weiners of the world, right? Where are they screaming about unions that support and protect teachers that are doing nasty things to children in classroom? Just Google LAUSD Green Room or Rubber Room or whatever it's called. See, the outrage is only to the right. This particular fella, who I refer to again as Anthony CNN Bresnikan, he has never called a Democrat out. All right? And I think the reason behind it is, you know, is what I've always been saying. Dems can do no wrong. Only Republican conservatives. He constantly attacks, and his group constantly attack Republican conservatives. And recently, when I've been working with people to try to get them to run for office, they say, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go through what you go through, and I'm not willing to be quiet. And there's plenty of elected officials and trustees, even on the left, that feel like I do about some of these crazy laws. But they won't say anything because of people like him. Now, he calls me a bully. But what truly is bullying? Right? He talks about how there are kids that are afraid of me. They don't even know who I am. Not unless their parents have told them and sat themselves. What teenager do you think was driving around in his car one day, heard my show, and said, I got to listen to this guy every night? It's not happening. We all know that's not happening. Right? Now, on top of that, why, it's like I say in the book, if you'd get the book, you'd see it. Why do they have to lie? If they've got a real good product, if they've got a story to tell, if they have the facts to work with, why lie or spin it? Right? I mean, give it some serious thought. Why lie or spin it? Because you don't think you can make it happen any other way. Right? So if you've got the right person, if you've got the right message, if you're there, then just tell the truth. Tell the story. So let's go further with this. If you're a Christian conservative and you're on a school board, you have to go. And you have to go because you don't believe in things like same-sex marriage. You don't believe in abortion. You don't want abortion clinics on your school sites, or you really don't want all this stuff being given out. So that makes you a bad person and a hater, one that hates the kids. But here's where the spin comes in. Let me show you how they call us fear-mongers. They call people the right fear-mongers. But think about something here. Right? He calls me a shock jock, as others have. But he goes on to say, was Father Coughlin a shock jock back in the 1930s when he was agitating hatred against the Jews by quoting Protocols of Elders of Zion, a notorious forgery purporting to be the plans for a Jewish takeover of the world? That goes back to 1930 and wants to line me up with that. But his party's never talked about Republican conservatives wanting all blacks back in chains. I wonder where Anthony was when Joe Biden said, where were the other ones? So he must believe it because he never came out against it. So any Dem who never came out against Joe Biden's comment that all conservative Republicans, those Republicans, and in his words, he said, want you all back in chains. How, What kind of attitude is that? And you let him get away with it. You guys on the left let him get away with that. Me? No. No chance. See, I think you show real hate. I think you show real disdain. I think guys like Anthony, who are so sold out to their party, are the ones that show real disdain and hate for Americans. Matter of fact, if he and others would listen to the show and truly see what I write, and truly read what I write, you would see about how much I push back against hate and nasties. He says in my book that I wrote about gays as an abomination, right? And I posted a meme comparing gay marriage to slavery and the Holocaust, right? Well, here's the thing. I love this. He's doing exactly what I said in that story. He is spinning the story and leaving out facts because he wants his narrative to be told and nobody else's. And we have to stop doing this. You and I and others have to stop letting this happen. So when you see stuff like this, you need to step up and you need to hold their feet to the carpet and make sure that they under fire, not carpet, and make sure that they understand you're not going to let them get away with this. The whole thing that he leaves out, matter of fact, that's in the book, and that's why I think he's not too smart. Because that part about the abomination is when a listener or a woman is saying, those were my words. I was reading and talking about what the Bible says about certain things. And she said, that's your words. Those are your. And I said, no, here's what the Bible says about that. So Anthony, if he has his way, and his type, if they have their way, I want you Christians to listen. I want you conservatives to listen carefully. If Anthony has his way, you can't even talk about the Bible without being a hater. You can't talk about what a scripture is, what it means, and what God says without being a hater. You can't refer to the Bible without being a hater. I'm sorry, who's the hater here? They hate people of God so much. They hate the Word of God so much. They hate people of conviction towards God so much that they're willing to twist, leave out facts, and lie to other people to try to make their point. Well, I'm not letting this go. We'll deal with this on the side of break. I am not afraid of him or anybody who runs with him anywhere in the country. And neither should you. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know I can go on and on and on, and I don't mean to, but I can listen. I can only talk about experiences about me. I can't talk of experiences about you. Not there. Right? So I want you involved in the conversation. I want you involved in helping to fix this. If you know what's going on with me and guys like me, maybe you can fix this in the areas around you. Maybe you can fix this with people you're trying to put up for election, people do you want to run your area. Do you know what I'm saying? And help them if it's raising money or sending postcards or making whatever that campaign needs to do. If you're behind that person, get behind that person. You know what I'm saying? Make things happen. Help that person make things happen. If you really think that that person will make a difference, you really think that that person can make your community better, make your schools better, get behind that person. Because the left will do it. They'll put their person in there. They'll get done what they want to get done because they all They all act as one. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. That's not totally true. They don't all act as one. People with the mindset of this kind of guy who wrote this article have that mindset. I work with a lot of Dems on school boards that are truly there for the children. And they don't care about party. They don't care what party has to say about what they should or shouldn't be doing. And I'm amazed at how many of them don't know what their party's doing when it comes to education. So I've now made it my role, my pack, my mindset to send to them what their party's doing in the education system. And the responses I'm getting from them are great. I'm loving it. Because they're seeing it happen and they're going, hey, this is not what we thought they were doing. This is not what we want to do. And in California, the Dems run the Senate and the Assembly. So anyway. So the writer goes on to talk about different articles that have been posted and put up on the Facebook page. And like I said, we have a multitude of people that are putting things up through business, through what have you. But the fact that they have to take things and twist them and turn them to get what they want, get what they believe to be truth, should bother you, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. I don't want my people twisting and turning. I got on one of our assemblymen for an ad that they ran because it was disingenuous. It wasn't a lie, but it was disingenuous. I said, they ain't right. We're doing exactly what we get on them to do, and it ain't right. So, and they talk about bullying. And one of these people went down the list of all my friends and family and told them what a hater and a homophobe and an Islamophobe that I was, and that they needed to talk to me about getting in line. Well, I won't use that person's name, but I will say to you, guaranteed they have single-digit IQ. Because don't you think that most of the people, especially on my Facebook page, my personal page, as some of you who try to become my friends know, there's no politics on that page, number one. Number two is, you don't think they know who I am and what I stand for and what I'm willing to speak on? They don't care. They really don't care. Right? And I would put myself up against any one of those people that complain about me. Any one of them. About how much more I do in the community than they do. How much more of a bully they are than I am. Right? How much more I care about the key kids, because we're talking about the school here, regardless of their faith, sexual orientation, skin color, height, weight, size, hair color. Right? See, they don't go into, and that's again, we do it as conservatives. We go into a person's voting record. We want to know what they did. Even our own people, we want to know what they did. And to give you a little spin, right, so I ran for office and won. And then my 4 years was up and it was time to run again. Nobody ran against me. So what does that mean? Does that now, God forbid that could mean that people think the schools are running fine, that the kids are getting a good education, that they're safe. No, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means that nobody stepped up to run against this monster. I find it amazing. And the hypocrisy to me is just interesting. Now, guys like this, I have invited on the show, and not just to talk to me about a local issue, because this isn't local. This is, like I said to you, the reason I brought this up, I can only talk about me. I can only talk about my issues. I can't talk about anybody else's. But this is a microcosm of what's happening across the country. And the Republicans are seeing it with Judge Roy, who's running for session seat for Senate. They think they know what's right for the people, and they don't. The people want, last I saw with the numbers, the people want Judge Roy. And the Republicans put themselves in a bad position out there, too. Because Trump came out and endorsed the other fella, who's also a Republican. So here's what happens now. if that guy loses, that Trump endorsed, it's going to look like he doesn't have any clout. He can't make a change. I think it's going to prove that people aren't Trumpites. That people want to change. People want a difference. This guy was voted out. Now, think of how asinine this is. The Supreme Court judge, it's Alabama, right? That race is taking place in Alabama with Judge Roy, right? So he was a Supreme Court judge in Alabama. They get voted on. So he was voted in, and he was removed because he wouldn't remove, according to the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, he wouldn't remove Ten Commandments from the front lawn of the courthouse. Now, show you what hypocrites the Supreme Court is. They've got the Ten Commandments hanging on their wall. Why don't they take them down? I'm just curious. I don't get it. So the people, then he can't be stopped from running for election again. So then the people turn around and they reelect him. So the people want what they want. It doesn't matter what you think. And that was the other thing that this group did, and this Anthony fella and a few others touched on. I said that the Supreme Court, with the day the Supreme, and I'll say it again, and I'd say it to anybody sitting across from me, as I said before, I'm not afraid of anybody. You know, I'm sure they would shout me down. That's why I don't have town halls with them. They would just shout me down because they're not interested in hearing it. But when the Supreme Court came down with the ruling on same-sex marriage, they were wrong. Just like they were wrong with the Dred Scott ruling and so many others. And you know what I base part of my opinion on? So why you lefties are waking up now. One of your Lord and Saviors, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth came out and said one of the, you ready for this? Ruth, not Joe Messina, Ruth. One of the worst rulings that the Supreme Court ever made was Roe versus Wade. Yeah, go ahead, let that sink in and look it up. The reason she said it wasn't maybe because what you think. The reason she said it was because she said, look, when you force these things on people, you set yourself up for a lifelong fight. States were starting to buy into it. People were starting to buy into abortion for emergency situations so women wouldn't be in back alleys with coat hangers and that kind of thing. Yeah, let's just get that stuff out of the way. Right? So Ruth, the one that they love, said that that was the worst thing. I said the same thing. They couldn't handle it. And it's what I keep telling you guys. It's hypocrisy. They don't want equality. They want control. They're not interested in what you think or what you have to say if you're on the right side. Doesn't matter. They have a better way. And again, I want to keep reiterating, it's not all of them. I work in the education world with a bunch of Dems that we line up on 98% of the things that we do. And we get along fine and we do well. But it's people like this. It's groups like this. It's people like this, you know, again, who I refer to as Anthony CNN Bresnikan. It's people like this that bring strife and hatred and nasties. They don't know. They don't care what somebody like me has done in the positive. They can't prove the things that they say of what's negatively been done. They can't. But the fact that I'm a right-wing Republican, conservative Christian makes it so I shouldn't be on the board. I don't have a right to be on the board. If that doesn't tinge every conservative Christian, notice I didn't say Republican. If that doesn't scare and tinge every conservative Republican in the sound of my voice in a small school district, and don't think it can't happen to your place, because we thought it here, and we're watching what's going down. You get them elected, you stick up for them, you stay with them, you fight back for them, you work with them. Do not let the left set the narrative. Don't let them use words that do not have a true meaning. And you know what I mean by that if you've been listening to the show any period of time. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for putting up with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.